T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There's something happening out in Orchard Park. Apparently, there's been a meeting at a gym. The sheriffs and health department showed up because too many people were there. The crowd was irate, and the officials eventually left. Do you know anything about that?
I got copies of the videos that were sent out. I know that there was a planned gathering at a location, and then based on our health department rules, and we are supposed to go out because it was a mass gathering, and I believe they went out with sheriff's deputies to let them know that that would be in violation of the rules. I haven't gotten a full report on it yet. I'm sure I'll learn more about it over the next 24 hours. I'm actually in my office. I'm downtown. There's still people. Maybe the weekend, but there's a good amount of people working in the Rath building and at our health department sites. We're working every day as long as we get through the COVID-19 pandemic. And I know the people in the health department are working as very hard as possible to save as many lives as possible. Actually, I was just flipping while we were in the commercial break through the Buffalo News and reading a story of the unfortunate death of the David Oliveri, a 50-year-old math teacher from Lackawanna who died after contracting COVID-19. I mean, this is real, and these are the real stories about people who unfortunately we're losing in our community due to this terrible disease, and that's why our health department is out there enforcing the rules.
You know, between shutdowns, between the end of May and now, Did you see many violations, Mr. Poloncarz, and could you point to a cause and effect, particularly in schools, restaurants, fitness and health facilities, even the YMCA, hair salons, houses of worship, libraries? Did you see or could we document that there were in those places there were violations and therefore an excessive spread, or are those places cited because people congregate there?
Both. because of the rules with regards to congregation, if the rule was you couldn't have more than 25 in a location and our health department was there and they found out that they had 50, or for like restaurants, they had to be at 50% and they walked in there and they found that the restaurant was at 100%, they would have technically violated the rules. Our number one first action was never to fine someone. It was to give them a warning, to let them know this is what the rule is. You have to follow it, especially those that are in the food service industry where they get their license to perform their food service through the Department of Health. And so we would give them a warning. We wouldn't just fine them unless there was something absolutely egregious. Last night, I don't have the full details of it, but I'll learn more about it. But if it had violated the rules, then technically they would be warned, and if they refuse to change, then they could theoretically be cited. We have seen various issues associated with restaurants, some barbershops, some gyms. It's not to say that every gym was a location where COVID-19 may have been, but we are aware of it in our region, and we did throughout the summer send our health department inspectors out along with other inspectors to ensure that the rules were being followed, and we will continue to do that because we have an obligation to do that and to follow the rules and the law. I know people think, oh, they're just trying to get out there. This is a power grab. Nobody enjoys this. We talked about it earlier about how in last year's election, no one was thinking about a pandemic. This was the year we were going to roll out some new initiatives, including on high-speed internet. So all areas of the county, we had access to high-speed internet. Everything's been thrown to the side in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We've lost, on last count, I think it's 762 Erie County residents as a result of COVID-19. Yes, the average age of them is a little older, but if it's your father that died, if it was your grandfather or your brother or sister, you're feeling the pain this Thanksgiving, knowing that there's going to be an empty seat at the table. And not everybody who passed from COVID-19 was elderly. There are quite a number of individuals in our community who are younger. So I know not everyone's happy with the enforcement of the rules, but we're doing this to protect the general public and to prevent the further spread of the coronavirus so that someone else doesn't have to wonder, well, why did they go to that meeting? Why did they go to that mass gathering, caught the coronavirus? Maybe they survived, but they passed it on to a family member who then died. And unfortunately, we have too many cases of that across Erie County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.